Hi, this is Eva, and this is my narrative, Blindsided. There was no sound, only warmth and wetness. It was like a return to the womb, some would say. She floated in it, and nothing reached her, only thoughts of what was to come. Soon, it would be time to return to the outside world that tugged at her. But for now, this was hers, her time, her treat for being such a good girl. A smile lit her full lips. Yes, good girl for Daddy. That was what he liked. Getting out of the deprivation chamber with the lightest of pushes to the top, deep caramel flesh studded with saline, dripping softly down her curves like tiny fingers rubbing her all over. A plush cranberry towel patted her intimate places dry and then slid carefully over the others. Feeling relaxed and content, her gaze went to the clock, and then she realized she needed to move a bit faster to get ready. At her dressing table, the cottony soft spirals of chestnut hair were fluffed and separated to her liking, creating a halo of natural hair that reached her shoulders. Pulling just a few strands out to frame her round but beautiful face, then sliding a small ruby-adorned comb into one side so it showed off the matching ear studs. The neck piece was tight and ornate, a part of the set, deep golden with sparkling red jewels that accented the edge and a few that draped down into her chest. Nothing else but a waist chain of the same gold and a pair of ruby 6-inch platforms was put on her body. Standing proud in the mirror while turning and posing, looking more like a Greek goddess or Parisian courtesan in shape and build than what currently were supermodels or porn stars. Her breasts easily overfilled the double D cup and went more to an E at 40 inches around the band. Hips just a bit thicker at 44. Her bottom curved high and onion-shaped. When she was happy with how her reflection appeared, it was time to head downstairs to start fixing her Dom his drink. It was one of the few requirements he'd made clear when he started visiting. She was to make his favorite whiskey sour and have it waiting. While in the bar area of her living room, she heard the front door and him head straight for the stairs. Tilting her head in a bit of curious confusion, then smiling as his heavy footfalls came louder, and then the playful slap to her rear that he admired. "Hello, my sweet pet. My drink is ready, I see. Thank you. Now I'd like you to go to your room and look on your bed." Soft smile on his sensual lips. This man was what most would consider classically handsome and fairly charming. It was never a problem when they went out together for him to get a second glance from women and men. His hair a bit darker than her own and cut in a corporate conservative style. This would pair with startling eyes on a 6'2" farmer's frame. Heading up the stairs and into her room, spotting the box on the California King and lifting the lid. Inside was a blind black silk and a set of muffling ear protectors and a note that simply read, "Lie down and put these on while waiting patiently for me, spread eagle, hearts and kisses, Daddy." Licking her lips slowly, and then lifting the black blindfold, feeling the satin on her fingers, slipping it over her head and then under her hair, let it lay against her throat, placing the earphones. When they were snug over each ear, she moved the box to lay it down, laid down herself and placed the blindfold in place, spreading her arms and legs as she was told to and letting her mind wander off, knowing he would wait, trying to catch her off guard. The moments ticked by silently. It was almost like being back in the chamber again. The next sensation she remembered was of being restrained. Had she drifted off? Then the sharp sting of her favorite leather crop on her left upper thigh snapped her more fully out of stupor, along with the surprise of having not seen or heard him coming. The blows cracked along her hip, thigh, and breast until she felt hot and tender in those places, most certainly between her thighs. He always waited just long enough to make her think he was ready to stop before the next fell, disorienting her completely. After the heat of the crop, a moan tore from those full lips when ice slid down the valley of her chest toward her belly and gathered in a melting pool across her steaming sex. Cubes danced over each nipple in turn, puckering them painfully tight and allowing for the clovers to be placed. Their bite was unmistakable even without being able to see. Air, like sweet kisses, drifted over wet skin, shivering uncontrolled. She wondered how much longer this would go on. It was enjoyable, but she was so very aroused and hoped he would use her soon. Knowing it was totally in his hands, as if she'd get relief tonight or be made to sleep aching, had her panting hard and trying to pull back the racing of her mind. It didn't take long before she had help, because when he'd realized she was unfocused on his ministrations, his fingers snagged the chain in the clovers and gave a sharp yank. Her response was a soft whimper, and the tension in her frame, which conveyed she was now back focused on him. The chain remained in his fingers. She could tell by the angle her breast lifted to. It kept her on guard and totally unprepared for when the Hitachi slid against her swollen pussy. This was such sweet torture, not knowing by sight or hearing when or how her dom would pull her through her paces. Wielding the powerful electric wand like an extension of him left her bucking and begging, even though she couldn't quite hear her own words. The feeling of the bed shifting with the change of weight seconds before his length slid through her wetness, and both working in tandem until her lungs burned with her psalm of "Your little one begs for release as hard as she can. Please, Daddy, give me permission." Just when the bed seemed to shake with the force of him pounding into her and the wand had been discarded so that he might hold her more tightly, the fold was yanked down. Upon meeting those devilishly twinkling eyes and seeing him mouth the word, "Now," she shattered into shards of breath, stealing pleasure. Tears flowed free as she gulped air enough to sob while he reached his own contentment within her walls. After he had gently removed the fold and headset and pulled her into his arms to be held, she was indeed Daddy's good little pet, and loved that she knew it now with all of her senses, not just with sight or sound.